I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. And we got Major League Baseball tonight. Mariners, Blue Jays, game two of the ALCS. Seattle leads that series 1-0. The Dodgers and the Brewers, game one of the NLCS, cranks up tonight. Tyler, you going to be best bet? You going to have any baseball rolling or what you got?
Tonight I will have a slate of Monday Night Football bets for you.
Oh, it's all football, huh?
Yeah, we got a little doubleheader action on a Monday night, so I'm going NFL where we have been very hot.
Staying away from Major League Baseball. Well, Sean, I got Sean Bajani with me, by the way, with in for Ron the show, Ugly. Look, I think we've got plenty of baseball to watch if that tickles your fancy. But I think the big story over the weekend on this Reaction Monday is the Mariners, right? I mean, the Mariners, not only are they obviously in the division here with the Astros, but the Mariners and how they got the one-game lead in the ALCS. It started last Friday when they won the DS in, what was it, 15 innings?
15 innings.
15 innings. And then they turn around, and I believe I heard John Lopez talking about it earlier. I was going to say 48 hours. I think they turned around, and I think it was exactly 50 hours. They had to play another game after exhausting damn near every arm on their pitching staff in the ALDS to get to game one of the ALCS. And they played a nine-inning game there that was a hell of a game, but the Mariners' run in that 50 hour window right there was pretty impressive, huh, Sean?
Dude, it was incredible. That has been arguably the best baseball club down the stretch to end the regular season, and then they get into the postseason, and to have their staff accomplish what they have to this point already. Yeah. Never mind, like, just that little stretch, but they are riding that staff and clutch hitting right now. It's very impressive to watch. Logan Gilbert, who came in the other night through two innings, gave up three hits against the Tigers in that 15-inning game. He'll be starting the ball game tonight. And it's nothing short of one of the more impressive things you may ever see in postseason history, to be honest with you. I mean, it's kind of factually correct, right? Just taking that stretch from just 3 days ago now to winning game one of the ALCS in the fashion that they did, only four teams have ever accomplished what the Mariners pitching staff had. And the fact that they did it in such a short amount of time in a back-to-back situation makes it even more impressive. But they give up that leadoff home run to George Springer the other night. What was that, like first or second pitch of the ballgame?
Yeah.
And nothing after that. Zero runs after that. All the while, you went seven pitchers deep using starters, you know, just in an elimination game to get you to the next day, man. Just to get you on a plane back to another city. And they do that, and then they come out with another dominating pitching performance and clutch hitting again in game one. It's awesome. This is right now the best team going in baseball.
Are you guys pulling for the Mariners?
I am.
Tyler, where are you at? You are.
Almost made me cuss, bro. Hell no.
Are you kidding me?
Hell no.
You're just, for obvious reasons, being in the division with the Astros?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And the fact that that fan base acts like a bunch of turds, like they've done anything in the last century whenever they make it to this point. Get out of here, those stupid-ass mermen.
I get it. I'm not proud of myself. I was hemming and hawing because me and PC talked about this last weekend on Friday night whenever we were watching this incredible 15-inning game. And he asked me the same question. I was like, yeah, you know, I guess the Blue Jays, you know, because of Springer. Yeah, it'd be cool to see Springer v. Tucker in a World Series, right? So give me Blue Jays and Cubs in the World Series. And then I'm watching these Mariners, man, and I'm just like, you know what? This feels like Team of Destiny. They've got the MVP and Cal Raleigh going, who just put together it's the greatest regular season for a catcher in Major League Baseball history. Let's just be honest. And I don't know how you couldn't just want those guys to succeed.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know there's probably people that listen to the show that probably know exactly where I'm at. I'm rooting for the Mariners. I want the Mariners, if my team, the Astros, can't win, I want the team that I compete with, that's closest competing with me, that I played throughout the season more than any of these jokers, I want them to win it all.
I'm usually right there with you.
I don't want the team that upset the Astros and won the division and in the playoffs now to go up there and lay an egg and know that my squad just got shut down and kicked out of the driver's seat in the division by a crappy team.
Yeah, so you take a little bit of pride in like losing to an eventual champion, right?
Absolutely, 100%. And I'd be honest with you, in this particular series right here, I would rather the team that is on American soil win in advance than the Canadian team. You mentioned Springer hitting the bomb.
Yeah,
and. Again, I heard the In the Loop guys having this conversation. I was in my car trying to have it with them. But which former Astro do you miss the most? And even consider this. I know Correa is back in Astro, but let's take ourselves back to when Correa was not in Astro. Which Astro do you miss the most? And a few of them that are out there, obviously, Springer, Bregman, Tucker, Correa, a few of those guys. Obviously, Tyler, what's my man's name that you hate that put the –
Oh, the
Garrett.
Are you
Garrett
talking
Cole?
About? Oh yeah, Garrett. There was a few of them. So I was trying to throw them in my head, but yeah, Garrett.
Leave him out of
this.
Yeah. Which one of these Astros do you miss the most, man?
A rep of himself, idiot.
Springer for me.
Is it Springer? I was
that's
Lopez.
Mine
I think
as well.
Lopez and really.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
He said
mine
as well.
Springer.
Oh,
as well.
I thought you said somebody else.
Johnny, good God, bro!
I'm like, come on,
man. I'm gonna tell you it for me. And again, I know this guy is an Astro currently, but before he came back, like if I put him on the list, it's Springer if there is no Correa. But for me, it was Correa.
You got him back now.
I got my wish, right? I think that's. I guess I can put that feather in my Dana Brown cap if at least he got Correa.
What are they going to say now?
From like a strategical standpoint, right? Because you got Correa back. He's third. You got Pena at short. Whatever the hell the Astros end up doing at second base.
They got options.
You know, in first base, I'm not thrilled about it outside of like, hey, you know, he is a very good defensive first baseman in Christian Walker. Whatever. But if you had like George Springer back with the Astros.
Oh, you remember the old man back, huh?
That would, in a hypothetical fantasy universe here, like you're playing around, you know, I'd love to have George Springer back. He'd solve like your center field issue. He would bring a lot of power back to the lineup on base. I mean, offensively, what he's done this year, just a complete resurgence. He should be AL Comeback Player of the Year. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Mm. He's had a tremendous season. I would love that. Now, I wouldn't like paying if I was the Astros and Jim Crane. Paying George Springer what the Toronto Blue Jays have been paying him, but from an offensive standpoint and defensive, to be honest with you, it'd be great to have him back. I miss him.
Yeah, I miss them all. Hell, I'll be honest with you, I miss them all. Tucker's at the very bottom of the list. No disrespect, he's a distant fourth on this list right here. I'd go Correa, Springer, Bregman for me, and then Tucker at the bottom. But Correa's back, so we're in good shape there. Again, Mariners, Blue Jays, game two of the ALCS tonight. Dodgers, Brewers. game one of the NLCS tonight. I'm Clint Stern alongside Sean Bajani. T. Meal is behind the glass there. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Guys, we had a monster college football weekend, man. Bama snuck by Missouri. Tyler, I see you sneaking that music in there. My bad. I didn't have.
No.
Show's not here to give you the cue.
Hey.
But you know what to do. Bama sneaks by Missouri on the road in Columbia. Georgia defeats Auburn in a game full of controversy. We mentioned a little earlier, Indiana 30 at Oregon 20. Kurt Cignetti, their coach, is going to be Indiana. I hope they got one of them golden dome that the domes they always talk about. One of them defense mechanisms here in Indiana to keep everybody from coming in, because they are coming in. But let's get to the Texas schools. To me, Sean, tell me how crazy I am. But these were must win games for both Texas and Texas A&M for two different reasons. This was a must win games for, I think, both of the University of Texas and the Aggies. Texas just couldn't afford this early in the season to go to be a three loss team.
No.
And one of those losses be to OU, on the heels of the Florida loss, which as I mentioned, A&M turns around and beats them this week. But that was a big, big win for the Texas Longhorns on several fronts. Again, you couldn't afford to get that third loss if you still hope to at least make a run here the rest of the way and get in the college football playoff contention. You weren't going to be able to lose that game. It was over the number six team in America, and it was over, I believe, the number one ranked defense that OU had at the time. And your quarterback played better. You ran the football better if you're Texas. So I think this is the first time that I've watched a Texas football team that you could see a quarterback growing. You could see some pieces around that quarterback making play. The supporting cast, I think, showed up and showed out. And ultimately, their defense stood up and bowed their neck and is going to keep them in every single game. But I think this is a must-win for the University of Texas, and they got it 23-6 over OU.
Well, the most impressive part about the Texas game, right? I mean, you held Oklahoma scoreless in the second half.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And while it maybe wasn't the most impressive thing you'd ever seen offensively from them, you know, Arch Manning, like, he took care of the football, right? And he was efficient. But he only had like 5 or 6 incompletions.
He made some big boy throws.
Yeah.
He moved the ball with his legs. He's part of the run game. He did some good things with his legs.
Yeah.
And again, their defense bowed their back and bowed their neck, not their back, bowed their neck. You bow your back, that would hurt. You bow your neck a little bit, it's a good sign. But their defense bowed their neck and went down the stretch and allowed their offense to stretch out the lead a little bit.
It's impressive. I mean, yeah. I'm happy to see it. I want to see like those schools do well.
Weight too, probably.
But you mentioned Texas A&M, right? And yeah. I was thinking, I forget who I was talking, about this with, but from a defensive standpoint, what the Aggies look like this weekend in particular, man, that brought me back to like my childhood days watching that Aggie defense, like how yep. tough physical they were, like stepping on the throat. That was awesome. Yeah. That was badass. To me, that was really impressive. Yeah. Maybe I mentioned it to you, Tyler. I don't know. What was more impressive for you, though? The way that Texas won against number six team in the country?
Ooh,
or what A&M did against Florida? I mean, beating them by, what, 20 points, 17, 20 points, whatever it was? What was more impressive for you?
I mean, I got to say, more impressive? Mm-hmm. I got to say Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M for like, I think this squad's for real.
See what you're doing,
like,
to Tyler.
Like I no, look, and Tyler knows, we've talked to A&M for a lot over the last 5 or 6 years. Look, I've thought A&M was good, and last year I had them picked to make a run and get into the college ball playoffs. And I've thought highly of them before, but I just thought Jimbo was a fraud from jump. Mm. I never could get into Jimbo Fisher. What was going on, the stories you hear coming out, dudes smoking weed in a damn locker room in South Carolina, like all guys getting arrested with guns in the car and drugs in the car and all yeah. that kind of crap. I just could never buy into them.
What was your vibe with Elko whenever, day one?
Yeah, well, I liked him, but I didn't know. You know, you got to see, like, I liked Elko a lot. I liked what he did at Duke. I liked when he was at A&M before. But the reality of it is, man, it's one thing to be a good coach. It's another thing to come in and completely change a culture, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. And you know, this is a guy that completely changed the culture, and that they've always had the Jimmys and Joes, mm-hmm. right? And so I think he's got dudes that can win. This is the most confidence I've had in an A&M football team. Since the Johnny Manziel, and I was a huge Johnny Manziel.
You ain't alone.
I think going into nobody. I didn't have this level of confidence before Johnny became Johnny. But that year Johnny came back,
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, this one's got a real chance. This has got a real chance to make a run.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.